Welcome to the Best Life Show, where we explore how little changes can make a big difference over time. It's not about perfection. It's about growing, learning, and the journey to live a little better.
We interview experts, authors, doctors, and coaches, and talk about the topics that are important to you. And we invite you to join in the conversation to share your stories, questions, and ideas. Our mission is to leave you with one small nugget that's simple, easy to add to your routine, and can have a profound impact on your life over time.
If you want to be healthy, strong, happy, and live your best life, then you found the right place.
I am Steve Stern from Outside Health and Fitness, and welcome to episode number 2 of the Best Life Show. I'm joined by my co-host, Jessica Bailey from Sassy Girl Fitness. Hi, Jessica.
Hi.
How you
I'm
doing?
So excited we can have a Google Hangout and chat about topics that we care about.
Exactly. This is like high tech, isn't it?
It is high tech if I could figure out how to use the technology well.
Yes.
It's a problem for me.
Yeah, oh, me too. I totally get that. So how was your New Year's? What did you do? Anything exciting?
I would say no. We didn't do anything exciting, but I went to visit my family in Nebraska, and I was very desperate to come back because everyone eats so terribly in Nebraska. So all I did when I came back was eat healthy and get some sleep. It was perfect.
Good for you. That's awesome.
How about you?
Nothing very exciting. I think New Year's for me was done by 10 o'clock. So
nice.
I've seen them come in before. I don't need to see them anymore.
So you're good. You're good. You know how it goes. The clock strikes midnight. You go to bed. It's fine. You have a new year.
Absolutely. That's right. So you and I were talking earlier, and we thought that this would be a timely topic if we talked about New Year's resolutions and some of the mistakes and the traps that people fall into. And I think most people, if you've ever set a New Year's resolution that didn't turn into a reality, then chances are you've fallen into some of these different traps and these different challenges that we're going to talk about. You know, I did some research, in fact, and I found that 92% of people who make New Year's resolutions never see them all the way through. And I know I'm somewhere in that number because that's happened to me before too. So let's jump right in. Do you you have some mistakes that you have witnessed or you've seen that people fall into on these New Year's resolutions?
Unfortunately, I do because I've made the mistake of doing this. And I think it's important that the first thing I say is that this is very common. And some of these that I'm going to tell you are very familiar, but I don't want you to beat yourself up because of a past mistake. This is your time to start over. So invest your energies in fixing them this year.
Okay, that sounds good.
So my first one is goal binging. So a lot of people make a New Year's list, a New Year's resolution list that's as long as like a child's list to Santa Claus. And what's important to know is that New Year's resolutions are not bucket lists. It is not everything that you want to change about you, and you shouldn't put it on one list.
Right.
It should be statements of short-term intentions, like one or two things. An example would be like, I will run 2 miles in the next 4 months, or I will take a fitness class 3 times a week. So my question to you is, have you had this happen before, and like, what was the result?
I don't know if I remember doing that, but I know what you mean. I know the tendency is there because you take a look at it and you go, well, I want to fix this about myself, and I want to fix this about my life, and I want a better job, and I want to do this, and I want to do that. And you, like you said, you make this huge long list, and then you're kind of paralyzed by the fact that there's so much to do that you don't accomplish any of it.
Right. I think that is a major, major problem for a lot of people, and that it's very like, There's too many things that I have to change. I can't do any of them, so I give up. It's January 2nd. I mean,
yeah. And then what? And then the other question is like, what do you pick?
Right.
I mean, because they're all equally important.
Right. I agree.
So all of those things are things that could block you and stop you. That's a good one. I mean, I think it's very common.
Yeah. So pick one or two.
Pick one or two and go for it.
Yeah.
You know, what I've seen before is my wife and I did this Dave Ramsey. Do you know Dave Ramsey at all?
No, I don't. What is that? Can you tell me?
Sure. So he's a financial guy, and his whole thing is he kind of shows you how to get out of debt. And it's a really good program because it's very common sense. You know, it's not an easy fix. You really have to do a lot of work. I'd love to tell you that we have reached that goal, but we haven't. But we've made some progress. I digress, because what I actually got out of that program that I think applies to this is his approach to setting goals. What he does is he sets up situations where you can win. And I see people make this mistake sometimes. So here's an example from his teaching. He says, you know, let's say you have 4 credit cards and your mission is to get out of credit card debt. What a lot of financial advisors would tell you is take the one with the highest interest rate and pay that off first, because the numbers make sense. Dave Ramsey says, no, that's not the right approach. What you should do is take the one with the smallest balance and pay that off first, no matter what the interest rate is. And the reason is it's more powerful for you to accomplish it and go, yes, I can do this. I won. I got one of them out of the way. And that will motivate you to do more and keep going and get the whole thing done. And I think that works for everything, every type of goal. You have to have those little wins along the way so that you recognize that you're making progress and you are doing it, you know?
I think that's a great one. Does he offer like a lot of seminars around the country, or was he just in a magazine that you were reading? Or
yeah, no, he's really big. He's got this one that I was doing. He wasn't there. He's big enough that he's not doing them. He's got people that do them for him.
But
it's a great little course. I think it might have taken 2 or 3 weeks or 4 or 5 weeks. It was quite a long time ago that we did it, but it was very good. And like I said, even though that was kind of in the financial realm, I really that was a big takeaway for me that I've used in other goal setting situations.
That's great. Isn't that what they always say? Like, if you can take away one thing from my teaching, I have succeeded. So there you go.
That's right. Absolutely.
Dave Ramsey succeeded.
He did. He's a good guy. So do you have another one?
I do. The next one I have on my list is vague goals. And our goals need to be measurable in some way. And saying things like, I'll try harder at my job, or I want to stop eating sugar. Well, I mean, they sound good, but there's nothing about those statements that lets you measure your progress.
Right.
So instead of doing that, I suggest making your goals more specific. Like, I will arrive at work 5 minutes earlier than I usually do, and I will not be the first to leave the office at the end of the workday. I will complete projects on time. So it's just, you know, like, you can hold yourself accountable, and you can't do something if you don't have a starting place.
Right.
So, yeah.
And that's a great one, because it really, when you say something like, I'm going to try harder, or I'm going to, you know, I'm going to try not to do this, that's really kind of code for, I'm not really going to do it, or I'm letting myself off the hook.
Right. It's not making a commitment.
Right. And that's one of those things that's going to cause you to set a New Year's resolution or a goal at any time of year and just not finish it.
Right. Problem.
That's awesome. I like it. So, you know, I have another one that is kind of similar to that, maybe. It's when you – I've seen people do this before, where they set a New Year's resolution that they don't really believe in. And this is a little bit tough to explain, but I'll do my best. What I'm trying to think of here is sometimes you hear people talk about smokers, right, and someone that wants to quit smoking, and they say, you know what, they really need to want to do it in order to make it happen. And I think that's what I'm talking about. Sometimes people let's stick with smoking. They know smoking is bad for them. They know that they need to give it up. They know that their wife or their husband or their father or their kids or somebody wants them to do it. So that's what they set as a New Year's resolution. The problem is, if they don't really want it themselves, then a lot of times it's just not going to happen. You're not going to, when things get really tough and you don't have that bigger purpose in mind, it's going to take you off course. You're going to miss it. So I think it's really important when you're setting a goal for yourself, that you're setting something that you really believe in, that you really want to have happen from a higher purpose standpoint.
Right. So you need a resolution that's important to you.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's important too. There are so many of them. I mean, that's why weight loss is the number one resolution.
Yeah.
Because yes, I need to lose weight to look better, but maybe it's not really what you want. Maybe you don't have a big desire to accomplish it.
Exactly.
You know, so, and then that also falls in the vague goal line. Like, I want to lose weight. Oh, okay. Well,
no, that's
how
right.
much and by when?
Yeah. No, you're right. I think they all kind of fit together there like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I think that is important. I mean, if you don't have, because you know how it is. I mean, anytime that you have something challenging and difficult ahead of you, when it gets tough, and it will get tough, if you're not really bought in, it's pretty easy to abandon ship at that point. So I think you really have to be bought in order to get through those tough times and make it to the end and achieve that goal.
Jeez, we have learned so much today. I need to talk to you every day because you are so inspiring.
Oh, thank you. That's very nice. You are too.
Well, thank you. So I think that we need to tell the people about one small thing that they can do that they can take away from this episode. And I believe, you can correct me if I'm wrong, or you can put your own spin on it too, is to break your bigger goals into smaller, simpler goals that set you up for success along the way. Easy, right?
It. Yeah. I think it's great. I love that. I think that's a very good start. I think it's awesome.
And we have learned that goal binging, like food binging, is never a good idea.
Yeah.
So you have to set yourself up for goals that you want. They should be attainable and they're important to you.
Right.
Yeah. So
we learned a lot. We did.
Yeah. So next week we have another show.
We
January 8th. Yay!
That's awesome. Who's gonna be on the show?
It's Jessica Sarter, and she is a Reiki.
Reiki.
Okay. We're gonna ask her how to pronounce it because I don't know.
No.
So we're going to talk to her about what exactly Reiki is, and we're also going to ask how to pronounce it and all of that. So, and we also want to tell everyone to follow us on social media so you never miss a live event or a show. So you can go to bestlifeshow.com/follow and connect with us on your favorite social media network, Twitter and Facebook and Google Plus, we're there. We're at all of them.
We're trying to be everywhere.
Yeah, and so while you're there, sign up for our free newsletter. It's free. $0. Nothing.
It costs absolutely nothing.
Right, so do it.
Why wouldn't you sign up? That's great.
So thank you so much for talking with me about this. I'm very grateful that I had someone that I can share my thoughts about New Year's resolutions with.
Yeah, I think this was a lot of fun. I mean, it was great to think about, and hopefully somebody out there who set a New Year's resolution a few days ago takes us up on that small little tip, and it works out for them. That would be great.
Thanks, Steve. It was fun. I can't wait to do it again next Friday.
Next Friday, we're there.
So for Steve Stearns and I, thank you for joining us and for living your best life. Bye.
See you later.